I know that God would do it. He would give you divine peace if you just communicate with him and become intimate with him. He's a vibe. He's the best vibe I've known. We can't allow ourselves to be tricked up by the enemy. We can't allow ourselves to partake in any type of foolishness and shenanigans when it comes to people. You don't have to force situations. But if you can make amends, then make them. Anything that distracts you from seeking the kingdom of heaven, seeking God, praying, fasting, meditating, just being in worship, anything that is distracting you from being able to just be happy in life, being able to embrace life, being happy, it's the work of the enemy. And it's better to be a worshiper. It's better to be a fighter when it comes to God than to be a vessel for the enemy. You shooting people, you killing people, you talking about people, you slandering people's name, you're neglecting people, you're abandoning people, you're hurting, you're cheating, you're being dishonest, you're manipulating. You are a vessel for the enemy. You belong to Satan. You are a demon and a seed of Satan. Anytime you allow these things, God give us mind over matter. God give us power through his Holy Spirit. He give us power. We know right from wrong, and we don't have to do wrong. We don't have to be bad. We don't have to stir up the pot. We don't have to have strife amongst other people. We don't. If I don't like you, it's okay. I go the other way, you go your way. But I don't have to slander your name, and you don't have to do mine. You don't have to slander me. And that's how it should be. But yet, you have these people. Y'all are putting your trust and your faith into men. Your boyfriend, your husbands, your girlfriends, your sneaky links, whatever you want to call it, get your faith and get your trust out of those people. Those people are human, just like you are. They fall short of God's glory each and every day if they don't have a relationship, a personal relationship with God. If you are not in communion with God, you will fail people. You will hurt people. You will not know how to treat people. You don't have the love of God. The manipulation, I come against it. The mind games, I come against it. Don't be a vessel. Don't be a tool for the enemy, people. If you're going to be that way, leave good people alone. Leave God's people alone, because God would not play about his people. The Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's the word. You cannot come against God's people. You cannot treat people that put themselves in a position any kind of way. You will curse your life. You will curse your life. Stop putting your faith in these tarot readings. Stop living your lives based off these zodiac signs and compatibilities. All that stuff is witchcraft. Them imps and all those people, they are witch. That is witchcraft. Black magic, white magic, blue magic, whatever magic is witchcraft. Rituals is witchcraft. If you can put your faith and your trust and a person that you have never seen before, if you can trust those type of people, surely you can trust God. And if anything is blocking you and hindering you from being able to trust God more, then you trust man. It ain't nothing but the trick of Satan. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself why. Why is my life hard? Why do the enemy fight me so hard? What do you have to offer to the universe that the people will benefit from? Think about it. Think about it. The devil, he only mess with those that people can benefit from. Be a vessel for God. My heart is so heavy and it's crying out for God, people, because enough is enough. Enough is enough, and someone has to take a stand. Just know anytime you come in contact with me, I'm full of love. If I don't want to be around you, I'm sorry. It's something about you that keeps me away. It's something about you that has kept me away. And it's okay to go to the throne of grace and mercy. God is a revealer. The Bible says, if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be open. Enough is enough. It's time to be happy. It's time to embrace wonderful possibilities. Love the people. It's time to just be full of joy. If you want to be in love with someone that's on your intellect, someone that loves what you love, someone who's kind and just genuine. Know who you're loving. Understanding who you loving. It's so much going on, you can't trust no man. You got women loving women. You got men loving men. You just got all types of stuff going on. But when I say that God is a revealer, he reveals everything. And he will not let his people are the ones that bears great fruits, that do right by people. Those are God's people. And he will not let the enemy blind you. I thank you all for listening. And I pray you all have a blessed and beautiful day. I'm not sad. I'm emotional because I feel like everyone just need a dose of his love. Everyone just need a touch, a reminder. So I'm reminding you on today. Mwah.